If we look across all of last year, Letterkenny University Hospital had more attendances at the emergency department than they had in any previous year. So there was record levels of attendance, and they reflect an upward trend, an increase in the number of people attending every single day. And then if we look specifically at this week in Letterkenny, we can see again that the numbers are particularly high. You referred to a record number. We had 195 attendances at Letterkenny University Hospital on Tuesday this week. So that's the highest ever attendance on a single day. And then out of that, of course, a number of those people, usually somewhere around 25% of those attendances, those people will require admission into a hospital bed. So we are seeing then, as a result of that, an increase in the numbers of patients awaiting admission on trolleys. And there's a number of things going on in the background. We certainly do have the impact of respiratory illnesses within the population. We still have some impact, but not a very significant impact, of COVID-19 within the hospital and within the community as well. And I think what we're seeing as well is an ongoing demand for hospital care after COVID has ended. You know, so there are still significant numbers of people attending now that maybe had deferred care throughout the COVID period.
I may have slightly conflated figures. I wasn't very clear, so I appreciate you so politely correcting that because it is important to get it correct. Tony, how big of an issue is getting people out of the hospital? You know, it was step-down care, families able to take someone home, maybe spaces in other care settings like nursing homes, for an example. Is that a particular challenge?
It is certainly, and I think that's a really good question and a good way to look at this problem. This isn't just an issue of Letterkenny University Hospital or indeed any hospital being under pressure. This is a question of the health system overall being under pressure. So if you take your GP, most GPs will tell you about the difficulties they have and the numbers of patients that are attending and trying to make sure that they're seen in a timely way, but also all of the services that are available within the community, including long-term care, our home supports, very important health services, but they are also under pressure for a variety of reasons. Some of that is to do with the availability of people, you know, so being able to recruit staff to work in long-term care facilities or being able to recruit staff to work as home support workers. Those are putting considerable pressure on the broader health services, and that then feeds back into a problem that we see in the hospitals.
The problem is also, though, the same pressures that you talk of are kind of the solutions to ease pressure on the ED. It is a particularly busy weekend, the St. Patrick's Day long weekend. Obviously, we want people to stay safe and avoid accidental injury as much as is possible. People will still get sick. The alternatives are those under pressure GPs, perhaps not so much over the weekend. It's going to be out of hours services now, Doc, in our case. Also under pressure, they're probably going to have a record weekend for all we know, but they're the solutions to try and avoid people making unnecessary trips to the ED, and I suppose therein lies the complexity of this problem.
Absolutely. Now, what I would say is that while there is a growing pressure on our health services generally, and including in the hospital, we have also been investing quite significantly over the last couple of years, and again this year, in both the hospital services and the broader community-based health services. And that is helping the overall situation. It isn't solving the problem, but it is helping to ease the pressure somewhat. You're absolutely right that we need to have as much support in the community so that patients can be discharged efficiently. You know, so when they're ready to go home or when they're ready to progress on to the next phase of their care, it's important that that happens as quickly as possible. And so we work very closely, the hospital services and the community services and the GP services throughout Donegal and across the Northwest work very closely together to try and make sure that happens as best we can.
Can you see in the future, and if so, how far into the future, whereby, look, I presume acute hospitals are designed to operate close to full capacity all of the time, really, because otherwise it'd be a waste of resources. But when do you imagine a time whereby we won't see this level of pressure, that we won't be firefighting all these individual problems? You can imagine, and you know, I'm sure, Tony, what it must be like within that hospital, trying to join everything up to get someone out who can get out and to free that space to get someone in. The difficulty that presents, but at the same time trying to offer world-class care to people as well. So do you see a time in the future, and if so, when, back to the start of the question, when we won't be talking about this level of excess pressure on our health service?
I suppose the short answer to that is I do. I put a lot of faith in the 10-year strategy that has been designed for our health services, which is called Sláinte Care. So that was launched in 2017. Its implementation probably got stalled for a couple of years during COVID and is getting back on track now, and it's got a number of years yet to run. But the basic premise of Sláinte Care is that we try and provide the correct care for people in the correct location by the right people. And what we know is that there are a lot of people today at Letterkenny University Hospital and every hospital across the country. We know that there are people in there that could receive appropriate care in a different setting, as assuming that the resources were in place to look after them. We know, for example, that general practitioners, if we have them properly resourced, can look after a broader range of the needs of the population of County Donegal. And we know that providing additional support, such as therapy supports and homes care supports and long-term care supports in the community, all will be part of that picture. We have a growing population and we have an ageing population, so it's not a fixed target. You know, as the years go by, the task gets more stringent. But I would say that I am optimistic that if we continue on the path that we are currently of implementing Sláinte Care, that over the coming years we will continue to see things improve, and that is the long term solution for
us. All right. Finally, Tony, what is your message to the public as we head into this long weekend?
Well, I suppose what I would like to say is that, for people in Donegal, the health services are your health services. And so our ask is that you help us to make sure that those health services are available to the people that need them most this weekend. And the way to do that is to, if you have a genuine emergency, please come into an emergency department and come into the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital, where you will receive proper care and support. However, if you don't have a genuine emergency, please consider the alternatives. And there are lots of them, including your general practitioner, perhaps attending or getting some advice from your local pharmacist, or even engaging with the HSE website under theweather.ie. And we would ask people to consider all of those alternatives if they don't have a genuine emergency, in the interest of protecting their own health service.